Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Jacob, what is this delicious thing I'm drinking right now?
Well, I per your brief that you sent me. And that would be Xander for all of us listening.
Oh, it smells like cat pee. Oh, no.
I got given the brief of developing a cocktail based on Crown Royal Peach. And per brief, I did it.
And I think it's delicious. It smells like a box of Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Xander, have you taken a sip yet?
No.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Just in case.
She's setting the trash bucket.
Just in case.
Yeah, the crime scene repeat.
Okay, Jacob, what is in this abomination?
Yeah. Drink first, ask later.
God, oh, God.
Damn it.
I like it.
Smells like cat pee bile.
Yeah, The one downside it will say is the aromatics are not good.
No, they are not.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay.
So, okay, to be fair. To be fair, the only reason we even have this Crown Royal Peach is because it's a new flavor and I wanted that orange dice bag.
And I did buy it.
Sorry, that peach colored dice bag.
You have all conspired against me.
And I thought It would be fantastic to make Xander suffer again. Because of all the ways that he has enjoyed making us suffer. No, wait, no, sorry, that's Jacob.
Yes.
Sorry, Xander.
Yeah, what
apparently,
the fuck?
Xander's just our scapegoat. Xander's like, you've suffered plenty. You can take more, right?
Wait, scapegoat? Is that because I'm a Capricorn? Fuck you.
Speaking of suffering plenty, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Recorded here in Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Hey, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. I don't like that. No.
That's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Dr. Xander, very unhappy right now.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais, codename Pumpkin.
That's right, our code names.
This is Agent Culpepper over here.
Fucking fuck. What is this?
Jacob is looking so goddamn smug right now that I kind of want to slap him, but he also just gave me this incredible role-playing book, so I can't.
I'm sure that had nothing to do with the timing of when I gave you that role-playing book.
I just realized I already have a code name. My code name is Gunburger. I'm Agent Gunburger because of a trip that we all took to PAX 2009, that year I also got swine flu. Thanks, Pax. But on our way up, we saw this series of fast food signs in a row that inspired me, my roommate Bethany, and Alex to come up with our own code names. And Bethany became Agent Volcano Box.
Wow.
Sounds like a badass team.
They make antibiotics for that.
I was Specialist Gunburger and Alex was Captain Cannon.
Your code name isn't Groovy?
No, that's a whole different era of time. Yeah.
Yep. Before we get started, Jacob, if you were working for a private security company named Ravencrest, what would your code name be?
Well, I probably wouldn't go back to any of the ones I used when I used to work with private security companies.
No,
I
need a new one.
Frick, I don't know. I've had so many alibis, street names, nicknames over the years. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd be like Silver Fox with that beard you got going on.
I think his nickname's going to be Beowulf.
Yes! I love it.
Oh my God,
I love it.
Jacob is blushing.
Do I have to get stuck with another Norse-inspired goddamn?
Gee, I don't know, Jacob. Anyways.
What could the reason be?
What the fuck are we doing?
We are doing a character jam,
other than
folks.
Assault on our palate.
Now, Xander, now that you've had the sweet tooth version handed over here and I'll give you the Xander version.
Is that going to make it worse or better?
That's the extra suffering version, right?
You're going to make it worse. How are you going to make
I mean, you're the one who believes in hell, so this is on you.
Oh, shots fired.
Okay, what is in that black bottle there, Jacob? Oh, Xander has to drink it first.
Souls of the damned.
I thought you were my friend.
We do this because we love you.
Oh, God.
Give it a good swirl in the mouth.
Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck you. Fucking anise? What the fuck is this shit?
What?
I want this on record.
Why wouldn't you just give me mezcal? It was okay. No. Fuck you. You know why? Yesterday was goddamn Mexican Independence Day.
I know.
And you ruined my people's liquor. You fucking monster. No, this stays with me. Sorry.
Was that tequila?
No, it's mezcal.
Oh, mezcal. Oh.
So, what you were drinking? Per brief, a Crown Royal peach, and
hate it.
I was figuring out how to work with it. One of the big problems was I got a bottle of Crown Royal Peach myself to, you know, work with, sample with. And one of the big problems is there's no way to get around the candy peach taste.
Yeah.
It's just there. You're not. So you have to kind of just embrace it.
It is basically a liquid Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, it's, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like a peachy ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I came up with two basic versions of that and a variant as well. What all of you except for Xander are drinking is three parts Crown Royal Peach to a half part, because otherwise the math is just insane, Mezcal with a splash, I recommend 5 or 6 dashes of Fee Brothers rhubarb bitters to bring the autumnal flavor into it. And then finished with either, in this case, Fever Tree Tonic or Fever Tree Ginger Ale or a acceptable club soda.
Okay.
Thanks. I hate it.
We're going to make some characters, folks, and we're going back to Dungeon Crawl Classic style, making a funnel, multiple characters each, and instead of adventurers, you're going to make teenagers in the 1980s who we're going to mercilessly murder by zombies, ghosts, and demons.
Excellent. Now pass me the mezcal back.
When I finish my drink, I'm going to pour me some mezcal so I can wash this wretched taste out of my mouth, and then you can have your fucking bottle back.
If you don't actually want any of that beer, I will take it back. Yeah.
Hold on.
I tried to give him a palate cleanser, and...
I mean, it is better than Mad Dog. You have to agree with that.
Better than meth?
Mad Dog.
Oh. Well.
Well, yeah, I haven't thrown up yet, so yeah.
Are you ready to begin making characters for Crater... For Blackout in Crater Valley. Ooh. It is a brand new module from Goodman Games.
Oh, that is some beautifully stupid, awesome artwork.
It's awesome. Yes.
We were talking about, like, what are we going to record? NPC had posted this in our Discord, our private Discord for, talent only. and I was like, well, aren't we're not doing a character jam for that? Like, we have to do a character jam for this.
I'm going to read it aloud. It's Halloween night, 1980-something.
I didn't even read that part. I'm dressed appropriately.
You are a group of friends, misfits from the small town of Crater Valley. You are all loitering in the Crater Valley town square, watching the last of the trick-or-treaters making their way home, awaiting the arrival of your friend, Julie, before you plan to set off in pursuit of some mischief. It's unlike Julie to be so late, as she lives just a block away from the square, but you know her father, a world-renowned archaeologist, has just made a major discovery, and you assume she must be celebrating with him. You and your friends are considering leaving without her, when the sound of breaking glass fills the air, followed almost immediately by the unmistakable sound of Julie screaming, "Help me, somebody, please!" Suddenly, everything is quiet as all the lights in town simultaneously go out. A moment of absolute silence and stillness ticks by when the air is filled with the cacophonous roar of what sounds like every dog in town howling in unison. Will you be able to find Julie and to stop an evil force from beyond death before it's too late? Find out in Blackout in Crater Valley.
Color me excited.
I'm down.
All right, cool. You're going to make a group of teenagers here. What we're going to do is have each of you make three characters.
Got it.
Cool.
It encourages a larger group, but for time purposes, we're just going to stick with three.
Okay.
Roger that.
Now, Dungeon Crawl Classics, we've done before on this podcast, and it was very exciting. I think we've actually done it a few times. We did it with American Survival Guide. No, did we do that?
American
Survival. I don't remember if we did that.
I know we did original DCC.
We did original DCC.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure we did American Survival Guide because you and I were still pretty fresh off of our American Survival Guide campaign. We'll have to look back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we did. I remember doing that. Anyways.
Well, the first thing you got to do, very simple, 3d6 down the line.
Woo! All right.
And we're doing this three times in a row?
Three times. Three times. 18 times, but yeah.
Strength, agility, stamina,
personality?
Personality,
intelligence, and luck.
Word. And we're adding these together.
You are adding them together, yes.
Okay. Goddamn man. What?
Okay, so why wouldn't we just roll like a D18? I'm just saying.
I mean, I do actually have one single D18.
Can I have that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've had alcohol.
Yeah, but no.
No. You know, only because you're so cute.
Come on, Poppy. You're lagging behind.
Wow. I just downed that peach shit, and I'm suddenly
God.
I'm in another dimension all of a sudden. What was there LSD in that? What's going on?
Hi, my name's Jacob. I'm Satan's personal bartender.
Fuck you, Jacob. Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Triple snake eyes. Are you fucking? This person's gonna die so fast.
Wait. You rolled
6.
Oh, I see. I
rolled triple snake eyes.
6 is 12. Wait, they have a stat of 3.
Oh no, like I rolled
gotcha.
2 snake eyes 3 times in a row, which no matter what happens, your stat's going to suck.
You know, this is Dungeon Crawl Classics.
That's going to be the guy who lives.
Here's the thing. You're going to be surprised because that's going to be the character that lives the longest.
It always is.
We played American Survival Guide.
Oh, their stamina's fucking tits, though. So yeah, this person's going to be fine.
There you go.
So
we're rolling all 3 characters right now.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
What? Anyways, we played American Survival Guide, which was a great campaign with friends of the show. Fuck?
Oh my God. Oh,
this person's dumb as fucking rocks. Jesus.
So yeah, Xander over here is just rolling the lowest sets of stats I think I've seen in a long time.
This person has a stamina that's amazing and is just dumb as fucking rocks. Jesus
Christ.
What's
their name and phone number?
It's how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Fuck.
Actually, I'm not at all attracted to stupid people, no matter how cute they are.
What about your fucking what's that fucking dog she made? Princess.
Princess?
What about like a really stupid hot guy with a huge throbbing turgid retirement fund?
I mean, is he cool that I'm married? Is he also attracted to you?
Yeah, well.
Then fucking where is this guy? We need a sugar daddy, something fierce.
Dear person with huge, turgid, throbbing retirement fund, if you want to sponsor a podcast, please let us know.
Or, you know, pay off my student loans for a couple of BJs. Just, I mean Ben and Jerry's pints.
I got nothing.
Who's done?
That sounds like quite the rocky road.
Transsexual sex is illegal. Come on, I'm not going to do that.
So, yes, I am done.
All right.
I'm done.
Jacob, I'll start with Jacob. We'll move into figuring out what your character's backgrounds are.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to roll these because it's going to be simpler than explaining the weird math that they use, because these are some D50s and some D40s. Whoa. And you know what? I'm just going to roll them right here.
Yeah, you do that.
Your first character is a wallflower. Their equipment is a Walkman and a cassette.
Cute.
Your second character is a prom king or queen. Their equipment is a yearbook and chewing gum.
like a chewing gum.
And your third character is a punk rocker. They have a leather jacket with +1 armor class and a chain which can be used as a flail.
I miss Zip.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
Zip is so cool. All right, Xander.
Yeah.
Your first character is a wilderness scout. Like a Boy Scout or something. You have a hunting knife and a belt sheath, and you have 50 feet of rope.
Hold on.
We're having one more drink after this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, I am ready now, yes.
Oh, it's with your fucking rope.
Poppy, I just rolled yours. Your first character is an aerobics enthusiast.
That is background?
They have a unitard and a thigh master.
I fucking love it.
Jacob.
It only took about 20 minutes.
Which is funny considering she only has a strength of 7.
She's not good at what she does.
It's not about strength. It's about flexibility. Xander,
your first character is a future farmer of America.
Wait, I thought I was a wilderness scout.
Oh, sorry. Your second character.
Oh, my God. Okay. Future farmer. You're an FFA kid.
You are a future farmer of America. You have a mesh baseball cap and a pitchfork.
Of course I do.
Which can be used as a spear.
Hold on.
Wait, I have a thigh master and a what?
Unitard.
Thank you.
Okay, Poppy. I got a mesh baseball cap.
And a pitchfork.
Nice.
Poppy, your second character is a class clown. You have a whoopee cushion and a buzzing ring.
This game rules.
It does. Okay, Xander.
Uh-oh.
Xander, your final character is a Jesus freak.
Dude, this is the best stat I roll for any of my characters. I'm so excited right now.
Oh, no. You've got a pocket Bible.
Hold on.
His name is Jeremiah. I don't know.
What else do I got?
Hidden inside that pocket Bible, you have a porno magazine.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Okay. And finally...
I mean, you went all the way to porno magazines. We hit our condoms in the Song of
Poppy,
Solomon.
Yes.
Your last character.
Yes.
This is so you. Is a peeping Tom.
Wait, what are you saying about me?
You're kind of a creeper sometimes. In a good way.
Okay.
They have binoculars. So your gear consists of binoculars and, in Hammercross style, a convenient excuse.
I was just bird watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping with the annual bat count.
Finally, you do have some additional items to distribute among the group. You as a group have to decide who these items go to. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Someone has a pocket knife.
Wilderness scout.
I already have a hunting knife, though.
Oh... Punk rocker would be number 2.
Yeah, punk rocker.
Punk rocker, yeah.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Where's my D24? Okay, somebody has one can short of a 6-pack of Black Cat brand beer. So 5 cans.
Class clown?
Future farmer of America.
I mean, it's a tie there, yeah.
FFA guy, probably more likely.
Yeah. I mean, if it would be a no contest if 3 cans were missing, because then it's definitely the FFA kid.
Somebody's carrying three firecrackers.
Oh, clap clown. Is that under riches or?
I'm putting under, there's all this shit under junk.
Whatever, wherever you want.
Three firecrackers?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody might want to write under their riches that they have a sack with 24 pieces of candy.
Peeping Tom is what I'm thinking. Might have some candy. I mean, what are you going to do while you're on your stakeout? Eat some candy.
True. Yeah.
How many? 24?
Before the Peeping Tom graduates to the unmarked van.
the van that is marked free candy.
One of you has a skateboard.
Punk rocker.
Let's not do that.
Jesus freak? Maybe that's how he gets door to door to spread the good word.
Wallflower? So.
Wallflower.
The aerobics gal wouldn't have it. Maybe the class clown would have a skateboard.
I'm going to go with Wallflower.
Okay. One of you has a slingshot, and the sling player must make a point in game of retrieving stones to use as ammo.
Class clown.
Class clown.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody has a small bag of lousy weed.
That would be the prom king slash queen.
Yes.
Yeah. The aerobics enthusiast needs something. We'll get there.
Somebody has a friendly dog.
Oh, aerobics enthusiast?
Yeah.
And a bag of 12 dog treats. Finally, each character has a costume.
Because
It's Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Now think on the costumes. We're going to write some numbers down real quick.
This is the 1980s, right?
Yeah.
What did it say? A specific year on the back?
It's just 80s. We're going with vague 80s.
Okay, because early 80s and late 80s.
It's Halloween night, 1980 something. Okay, so we're going to write down some numbers real quick because each of the stats you rolled is going to have a modifier next to it. Does anybody have a stat of an 18?
No.
Negative. Anybody have a 16 or 17?
Yes.
Any 16s or 17s, next to them write plus 2. Anybody who has a 13, 14, or 15, next to that, write plus 1. Anybody that has a 8, 7, or 6, that's going to be a minus 1.
Oh, my poor future farmer of America. He's not in good shape.
All of my folks are very average.
It's almost like randomness works that way.
Oh, the class clown has a personality of a 6 with a minus 1.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got to make up for it somehow.
Oh.
Now, if anybody has a stat of 4 or 5, put a minus 2 next to that. I think Xander's got like a half dozen of those.
Oh, gosh. Somehow I didn't end up with any 4 or 5s.
Oh, God. He's still writing.
I only had 2.
And does anybody have a stat of 3? Good. That's good. Very good. Everybody take a D4, and each of your characters is going to have a D4 hit points, but if you have a stamina modifier, you apply that stamina modifier. Just grab it.
So we're going to roll this 3 times for each. Yep. Okay.
The one for each character, yeah. The lowest it can go is 1, so if you roll a 1 and you have a penalty, it's only going to be a 1.
Where are we writing this?
Hit points. It's going to be...
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, with the little heart symbol.
So, and you said a stamina modifier.
Yeah, so if your stamina is 1 and you roll a 3, then you have 4 hit points.
Groovy, okay.
Does anybody have over 4 hit points?
Yes.
What you got?
5.
Nice. I'm assuming many characters have 1.
None of mine, actually.
Oh, wow. Wow, really? Oh, nice. Did you add your stamina modifiers?
Yes.
Sweet. Okay, next, we're going to determine your characters' random intrigues and relationships with each other. This is actually my favorite part of what this module does. It creates characters that you don't want to die.
I need more room to write.
Wrong one. 46. Well, okay, 46. All right. A homeless man who hangs out in the town square has been teaching. We'll start with Poppy here because Poppy's on my left. One of your characters. We'll just start with the first one. A homeless man who hangs out in the town square has been teaching you chess. You now have him as a contact. What is his background?
So he is a former professor at the local university. He was a tenured professor and quite the genius, very good at chess. Some very traumatic event happened in his life. I'm unclear on the details, but he lost everything basically and is now homeless. He's this homeless genius.
All right. You now have Luke the Drifter as an NPC contact. We're going to do Jacob next. Your first character, Jacob.
Yep.
You once saw a UFO when you were looking out your window late one night.
Okay.
Your luck goes up by one.
Woo!
What?
Xander, your first character. You know a secret about one of the other characters. What is it?
I know that the punk rocker actually doesn't really like punk rock.
And take that shit back.
And only dresses that way to try to score, some, I don't know if your character's married or female. So anyways.
Some hot makeouts.
Trying to get laid. Yeah. Yeah. But that character is just in it to get laid and they don't actually like punk rock and has a like shockingly huge Marvin Gaye collection.
Nice.
Really loves Barry Manilow.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like Barbra Streisand up the wazoo. Like, it's crazy.
Okay. Poppy, your second character.
Got it.
Which character is that?
Class Clown.
All right, Class Clown. Oh, great. Class Clown, you've seen your dad's handgun in his nightstand. If you make a point of going to get it, then you can gain a pistol with D4 bullets as an item. You will need to find a way to get it out of his hiding spot without your dad noticing, though.
Plus four bullets?
With D4 bullets.
Oh, D4 bullets.
Yeah.
But gotta figure out how to get
it. Yep. Got it. Jacob.
Yo.
Your second character. Unbeknownst. Who is this?
This is the prom king / queen.
Okay. Perfect. Unbeknownst to your friends, you took LSD on your way out tonight. You have just begun to feel the effects as the game begins. How are you feeling? In parentheses, Game Master, have fun with this one.
There's also a picture right behind this that has a picture of an owl that just, or a painting of an owl that just says drugs ? I wanted to point that out real quick.
I painted that.
Well, that's very appropriate for right now, Poppy. Yeah. Thank you.
Drugs. Drugs.
Drugs?
Drugs. It's based off of a really silly meme. Anyway.
Okay. Xander, your next character. You and one other character are next door neighbors. You've known each other all your lives and always communicated with walkie-talkies from your bedroom. Pick a character and both of you gain a walkie-talkie as items.
What are your three characters again, Poppy?
The aerobics enthusiast, the class clown, and the peeping Tom.
Jacob?
I have the wallflower, the prom king / queen, and the punk rocker.
I kind of want to have it to where the punk rocker and the future farmer of America guy are like secretly BFFs too.
Sure.
All right. Jacob, while I'm doing Poppy's third character, can you mix me up another one of those delicious peach things?
Yes, sir.
I really enjoyed it.
Yep, I knew you would.
Can you pass that to Jacob, please? Okay, Poppy, your third character.
Yes.
You and two other characters stopped a crime.
The peeping Tom, that makes sense. Yeah.
Who was the crime? Sorry, what was the crime and who was there to help you intervene? The town cops see you as good kids and owe you a favor.
Okay, so what was the crime and who was with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say, peeping Tom.
The crime was being a peeping Tom.
No, I'm trying. Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
No, I just like the idea of a peeping Tom, like going and busting other peeping Toms to kind of go into.
Could be a peeping Tom because he's looking for crime.
I'm secret vigilante.
Yeah.
So the peeping Tom, so they're weird. They're kind of awkward. I'm guessing they're hanging out with the wallflower.
Okay.
And the punk rocker.
All right. Sounds good. That's all we need to know.
Well, we don't need to know what the crime
is. Oh, yeah. What was the crime?
The crime was we actually saw some people trying to rob a bank.
Oh. The bank.
The bank.
Yeah.
Yes, we small town. Saw some people trying to rob the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacob, your last character and yes, one sir. Other character stole your parents' car and went for a joyride, crashing it pretty badly. Another friend in the vehicle died.
Oh, that's awful.
You and the other character just got hurt, but you've never been the same. One of you is minus one agility and one of you is minus one con. It's your choice.
Poppy, have any of your characters not had a connection yet?
No. I've got Peeping Tom stopped a crime. Aerobics is friends with the homeless chess dude. And Class Clown's dad has a handgun. So I'm all squared.
Who do you got left, Xander?
The Jesus freak.
Well, the punk rocker and the Jesus freak got in a car accident and killed a friend.
I mean, maybe that's why he's a Jesus freak.
One of you is minus one luck, and the other, I'm sorry, minus one con, and the other is minus one agility. It's Jacob's call.
I am going to
even see con on here.
Stamina.
Oh, heard.
Yep. I am going to say that you are minus one agility, and I am minus one stamina.
Okay.
And I'm also going to rule that the Jesus freak was driving.
Oh.
And he let Jesus take the wheel. How'd that work out?
Wow.
Wow. Okay, who's the last character, Xander? Wow. Your third one?
It's the Jesus freak.
Oh, great. Here's the best part. No. Your face is full of metal and rubber bands, and no one can understand what you're saying. Minus one to personality.
Is that PER on here?
Yep.
That's fine. That's my highest score. I don't give a shit.
Have you heard about the path of the righteous? Have you heard the good news, guys?
Since I can't trust Xander, would you please pass that to NPC? Yes.
Is that because there's a trash can next to me and I would try to save him from himself?
Okay, well, that's it. You have characters. Okay.
Excellent.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Halloween costumes and names are important.
Yeah, yes. I'm working on the names.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do we want to do the names in our traditional character jams where we pass the sheet?
Oh, well, that's only for Hammer Crawl.
Well, okay.
Okay, so here's something I think is very important. Because the 80s was 10 years long and the early 80s was very different from the late 80s, we should decide what year it is because this will influence one of my characters' Halloween costumes greatly.
I think that you should just go with general 80s.
That's
the spirit of this game is general 80s, so
okay.
All of it applies. Consider the 80s to be 1 year, okay. And this is its Halloween.
Okay. What was that movie with John Belushi in college?
PCU? No. Oh, Animal House?
Animal House,
that's yeah. College, okay. Yeah. Although, personally, I think PCU is a better movie.
Oh my God, yes. We need to watch that.
Yes, it was great.
What don't we eat? Red meat. Why don't we eat it? Because it's murder. Or the feminazis? We don't want your penis! I think he was offering to get you a beverage. Yes, we would like a beer. You mean, if you're nice to them, they bring you things? Oh, such an early 90s movie. Yeah,
that movie, I'll bet it doesn't hold up.
No.
But it was hilarious.
Can you blow me where the Pampers is?
You should finish naming your characters and choosing their costumes.
Also, that's John Favreau, right?
Yeah. Young John Favreau. Looks like Jacob is ready.
Yes.
I'm so close. Hold on.
Go for it, Jacob.
Jennifer Nelson, the wallflower. Not known for being particularly strong, fairly average in all regards. Only known for the Walkman that's constantly glued to her hip and the mysterious cassette mixtape that no one really knows what's on and her skateboard. Currently, she's dressed as Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors.
Nice.
That's adorable.
Okay.
Ryan Fernstead, the recent prom king, man. Known for being slightly strong, slightly agile, but has a great personality. Doesn't have the best luck, though, unfortunately. Tonight, he's dressed in Dan Marino's Miami Dolphins costume.
Oh, God.
He's got his yearbook, trying to get everybody to sign, chewing gum constantly. And if you hit him up, he's got a small bag of weed. Also, he occasionally starts staring off into the distance for no particular reason that no one quite understands due to the LSD he dropped before he went out.
Oh, dear.
And then finally, we have Sydney Razor Wellbuck, punk rocker extraordinaire. He's currently dressed as Sid Vicious.
Of course.
Of course.
If your name's Sydney, why did you get into punk rock? Well, that explains it. He's wearing a different version of the leather jacket he always wears. The chain is actually real because the school makes it. It doesn't have to say he can't bring the real one in this time. And, he's for some reason wearing a walkie-talkie.
Okay, who's next?
I'll go.
Yeah.
So my three characters. So first one, I got a sold out. This chair sinks.
So you go down on that chair?
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, that's what the fuzz in my teeth is. Oh, okay. So that makes sense. Okay. So Kelly is our aerobics enthusiast. She is known to have a Thighmaster and a unitard as her like normal, uniform as it were. She has a very friendly dog named Pepper. And she always has dog treats, of course.
What kind of dog is Pepper?
It's a Yorkie.
Okay.
Yes. She has a strength of 7, but sadly has a negative 1 on that. She has an agility of 12, a strength of 13, plus 1. Personality of 8, minus 1. Intelligence of 14, plus 1.
Well, I thought you said she had a strength of 7, and then you just said she had a strength of 13?
Stamina. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Cut that. Starting over.
We've been drinking. Which one's higher?
Her stamina.
Okay, good.
Her strength is low, but her stamina is high, so she does a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
It checks out. Like so aerobics. Personality, right, 8, minus 1. Intelligence, 14, plus 1. Luck of 12. She is secretly friends with the homeless man in the town square, Luke the Drifter, who is teaching her chess because she's like super interested in chess. Looks really interesting.
Uh-huh.
And this Halloween, she is dressed up as Paula Abdul.
I bet nobody notices the difference.
Not really, no.
Look at her like Sid over there. They're like, what's your costume, Sid? He's like, fuck you.
So then there's Kyle. Kyle's a class clown. He's just always has a whoopee cushion and like that one of those buzzing shocking rings. He thinks this is like so funny. His dad is definitely not an alcoholic. He's definitely not trying to get attention through maladaptive means. So Kyle has a strength of 13 plus 1, an agility of 12, a stamina of 12, a personality of 6 minus 1, an intelligence of 10. And luck of 12, he's been known to have firecrackers and slingshots in his backpack at all times. Kyle also knows where his dad's handgun is and is like, you know, could maybe try to get it sometimes. And of course, this Halloween, he is dressed as the, in a toga, like from Animal House, because that movie's rad.
And your third?
So that's Tony. Tony's a peeping Tom. And he always has binoculars and a convenient excuse and always has lots of candy in his bag. Tony has a strength of 10, an agility of 9, a stamina of 11, a personality of 6 minus 1, an intelligence of 8 minus 1, and a luck of 8 minus 1.
Just sucks all around.
He just really sucks. He's really creepy. He really sucks. But he did... witness a crime in progress. Somebody was trying to rob the bank, and now he's got the cops in the town like in his back pocket. And he is, of course, dressed as Don Johnson from Miami Vice for Halloween.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Norman Bates.
No. Miami Vice all the way, because that's super creepy.
Xander.
All right. All right. We have the Wilderness Scout, Ace Bandicoot. He's my most average character. strength of 9, agility of 10, stamina of 11, perception of 11, intelligence of 9,
wow.
luck of 6, minus 1.
All right.
He is going and dressing as Michael Emerson from The Lost Boys.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. That's to believe.
Yeah, Ace Belt. Yeah, Ace Bandicoot Wilderness Scout.
Yeah, we just need the rocket.
We got
sacks.
Farmer Jebediah over here.
Oh, yes, Jebediah.
Jebediah Thompson. He's going to go and.
Yes, I got all your dusted puppies.
Dust all your puppies. Jebediah's back, baby.
Yes.
You thought he couldn't come back? He always come back. Jebediah is here.
This is like his origin story, son.
Oh, Jebediah is so bad. He's got a strength of 7, so minus 1. Agility of 5, so minus 2.
Oh, no.
And yet, because he's a farmer, a stamina of 13, so gives him a plus 1. Perception of 12, and intelligence of 4.
Oh, no. So he's a sugar beet farmer.
100%. And then a luck of 10, because why not? Fuck it.
I think only people from Colorado will get that joke.
Slap the hogs. Those are not the hogs.
That's the neighbor's dog. What's wrong with you, boy?
He's dressing as Sling Blade. It's fine.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's great.
He probably didn't realize it was Halloween.
No, he just
showed up.
That's what he wears all the time.
Everyone's like, "Oh my god, you're Sling Blade."
Exactly.
He goes, "What?"
What? He's like, "Yeah, exactly."
I got a Sling Blade over here. Yes, I sir. Dude, use it for slinging on them blades.
I like mashed potatoes. Why does everyone keep saying that?
And then I got we got Grace Duvall, the Jesus freak. Strength of 10, agility of 10, stamina of 15.
Wow.
Perception of 16.
Wow.
Intelligence of 8 and a luck of 6. And what Grace is going as during this Halloween is a burning witch to go and remind people of the internal hellfire in which wow. they're all about to go and endure
oh my God.
If they don't go and convert to the good Lord.
Oh my God, is she like, she's one of those groups that does those like,
Horror houses.
Yes. Well, yeah. And it's like the anti-abortion fucking horror
houses. Oh, yeah.
Houses
but,
and shit.
But the thing is that when those sessions are over, after they do those things, it gets real raunchy, real dirty, real fucking
oh, yeah.
fast in there.
Of course it does.
Because she's got her porno mag and everything. And so she pulls that out.
They know about the loophole.
Yeah, God's loophole.
100%.
100%. 100%.
Going straight into fifth base.
Go slow. Use lube. Lots of alcohol helps.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't that sting?
Just make sure they don't slide into home dry, you know?
That'll get you punched.
Who's your third
face.
Character? Was that all of them?
That was my third character. It was just so good that you guys forgot because, you know.
I remember Jebediah. Who's the other one?
Grace Duvall, the Jesus freak.
And first one.
Who's your first one?
The Avenger Scout.
Ace Bandicoot.
Oh, God. See, yep. I've had two of these now.
I completely blacked out Ace Bandages. Yeah,
Bandicoot.
Bandicoot?
Ace Bandicoot.
Right,
so
Ace Bandicoot.
My thoughts on this game.
If I were to play the shit out of this.
I would play the shit out of this. But also, if I were to run this, my thoughts are going to be the survivors will be Peeping Tom, Sling Blade.
Okay.
they will be the only survivors.
Yep.
Who do, if we were to parse out these characters to people we know, I mean, obviously Navita would be the punk rocker.
Yep.
Perhaps. But who else would play these characters? I'm really seeing, so sorry, Scott. I'm really seeing Scott playing the Peeping Tom.
I think Scott could do it well. You know,
yes.
he could definitely play that kind of character well in a way that he's really good at role playing, and I think that he could really actually creep people
yeah.
out.
This is not
to say that Scott is creepy,
no,
but I think he could play the creepy.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing Brandon as being Kyle, the class clown.
Sure.
I can see
really
that.
Go with that, yeah, or yeah. maybe Alex, other Alex.
I think we're digging too deep. I think a lot of people can play these characters.
I know. I just think it'd be funny if we had our dream cast.
I'm gonna play Jebediah.
I'm gonna play Kelly because that's super easy.
Fortunately, this is the funnel, so you get to play all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. One thing that I do like to do sometimes with funnels is that after everybody has made the characters, you separate them and then divvy them out randomly.
Yes.
Or you put them in a pile and have people pick them.
Can we do that on Halloween?
We could. And what I like about that idea is that if we're going to play a high school based game, what we should do is put all the characters in the middle and then everybody gets a pick as if you're picking teams.
Oh.
So then we get to see who gets picked last.
Oh.
Chances are they're the ones who are going to survive.
I feel like we should do that.
Yeah.
Like last.
We should record that.
Yeah.
2 years ago when we had we did games and I answered the door for candy and.
Let's do it.
We should do this this year. Halloween's a Sunday.
Yep. We'll make a handful more characters then. We'll have to make a big pile.
Oh, okay. My only requirement is that I get to play Jebediah no matter what.
Well, yeah.
Here's what you do, dear listener, is get this character sheet, roll up some characters, and scan them and send them to us.
Oh my God. Yes, please do that.
In order to do this, though, you do have to acquire Blackout in Crater Valley. Now, I ordered this directly from Goodman Games' website. I had never heard of it. I just saw it appear on my Twitter feed because I follow them on Twitter because I'm obsessed with DCC. This appeared there. 5 minutes later, I had bought it. Like, I was like, nope, I have to have this. This is a me thing. I have to own this. But the best part is, not only did they send me the book, I immediately got the PDF because Goodman Games is cool like that.
Awesome. Yep.
So check it out.
Yep.
This book is, let's see, 34 pages long. It's a full adventure. It has some interesting takes on character classes that happen mid-game. Ooh. And I'm really impressed with the way they did it.
How much did that book set you back?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Not much.
Wasn't that much.
Yeah, it's a little book.
But it's really cool. It's got this fucking 80s-esque cover on it with some smiling Tron mask or something. You look at this whole book oozes the soundtrack to Stranger Things.
Like, yes, it does. Yep.
You can just look at this cover and you hear...
We could take our Tales from the Loop characters and implant them in this game very easily, I think.
We would age them a little bit, teenage years.
I don't want them to die.
I know, same.
That's not the point of Tales from the Loop.
That's true.
We don't want them to die, yet just about everybody decided a way that they could kill off their character in order to save the animals.
Yeah.
And then we destroyed the universe.
We will not go back into our rant regarding that.
We accidentally undid existence.
You like these characters?
Love them.
These are great.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The specific tables are like era appropriate. I mean, as a victim, I mean, survivor, I mean, still carrying a lot of trauma from the early 80s.
As an alumnus
of the early mid 80s, it smells right to me.
Yeah. I mean, poor Kyle only has 2 hit points.
Well, I think some characters only have 1.
Yeah.
Does anyone have 1 hit point?
Well, never mind. Kyle sucks.
No. Kelly has 4. Tony has 4. Kyle has 2.
Yeah, Ace Bandicoot, the Wilderness Scout, has 2 for some fucking reason.
I think Kyle's probably going to accidentally shoot himself with his dad's handgun.
Probably.
Happen.
Fucking, he's accidentally going to shoot someone else.
Yeah.
Fucking Grace has 4, and goddamn Jebediah, the farmer over here, he's got fucking 5 hit points.
Oh, wow. Well, he's got farm work. He's...
Yeah, again, dumb as a fucking rock, but he's buff.
Yeah,
and perceptive.
So, here we go.
I can't wait to play this game.
In Crater Valley.
Woo! I love it. Halloween, y'all. We're going to try to make this happen.
Anyway, this has been a fun character jam. I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
The good Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. But Bikes, Games, Dice, and Bars. Bikes, Games, Dice, and Bars. Bikes, Games, Dice, and Bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Yep.